Ronnie Irani joins us at Hampshire. Essex arrived as county champions. Didn't look that way on the first day, Ronnie, did it? But we've shown a lot of character to battle back.
Yeah, it was, poor, wasn't it? We bowled quite well, to be fair. I think, looking back, 250, I thought we bowled quite nicely. Obviously, you could get them for less, but they naturally could have got more as well. So, but yeah, batting last night, five down, towards the end wasn't great and sort of put us in a bad position for this morning. Hampshire come in, the tails up and knocked us over, and rightly so as well. That's exactly what we deserved. And today showed the fight and character that you need as champions. And great partnership here at the end between Ravi Bapara and Dan Lawrence. So long continue that tomorrow, hopefully. Get a big lead. And the key is to try and win the game.
Sounds like a reprise of Ronnie Irani talk as captain. That's what we came to know and love. Just let's rewind a little bit. Came into the club, took over as cricket committee chairman 2015. Things have happened very, very rapidly, haven't they? And I guess even to the most optimistic person, including yourself, perhaps, it's been quite amazing, hasn't it, the way the club has progressed. You came in at that time, didn't make any promises, but the only thing you did say was that you wanted to be every Essex player, when he walked out that pitch, to be proud of playing for Essex. You got that, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, yeah, thanks for the nice words, Paul. I appreciate it. And back in 2015, I knew we had a group of players that could win things. Absolutely, else I wouldn't have took the job on. I'm not interested in getting involved with people who really don't care about the county or misfits, and that's what we didn't have. We had a group of guys who were fabulously talented cricketers. They'd lost a bit of direction, and that needed dealing with immediately. But once the immediate effect of that set in, you still had the same individuals who were performing at a higher level than what they were before. Basically a level of what they should have been used to. But they weren't, and they've showed that again this year. And like I said to them the other day, and they're now title holders, which is amazing, in a short period of time, which, yep, it is, regarding me getting involved, but it just needed a few minor adjustments and just guys fighting for places and a bit more competition. And we've done that, and I think, like I said to them earlier, so they're all title holders now, which is a wonderful achievement, as you said, amazing feat. But now, do they want to be champions? And that's the key. The key is now, do these guys want to go again? Because if they stay where they are, as a couple of years ago, they were staying where they were, do they want to stay where they are when it comes to their ability and performance, then, they won't win a great deal again. So they have to improve.
Yeah, indeed.
So they've got to go again. They've got to improve again. They've got to move to the next levels in every department. And that's what we're going to push and drive for. And one thing we can't determine, Paul, is you can never guarantee the result, but one thing you can guarantee is a world-class performance. That's a given for me.
Yeah.
That's what I expect every time when the guys walk out to play, is to give us a world-class performance, and that's what we've got. The result, as I said, you can never guarantee the result because you've always got the opposition who also kind of put a shift in, but their attitude and their performance levels need to be at world-class at all times, whether you're bowling, batting, fielding, doing interviews with you, seeing sponsors, members, signing autographs for kids, be world class in everything you do, and that's what we expect.